T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Investigators say Trump administration is defying Congress. We've got the story.
A carbon monoxide leak injured a house full of people in North Wichita. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm Rodney Price. The Wichita City Council learned about an optimized emergency response project.
5 people injured in a crash in Reno County. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Officially in Wichita, we got just under a tenth of an inch of rain yesterday. Will we finally clear out today? Our complete forecast here in just a few minutes.
House investigators say the Trump administration is defying Congress.
Oversight Committee Chairman Elijah Cummings says his panel could vote on a contempt resolution after a former White House official ignored a subpoena. The committee issued a subpoena to former Personnel Security Director Carl Klein as part of a review of White House security clearances. The IRS, meantime, has missed a second deadline from House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Richard Neal for 6 years' worth of President Trump's tax returns. In a response, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says the request raises constitutional concerns, and the Justice Department will decide on that request by May 6th. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Nearly a dozen people were injured, poisoned by carbon monoxide in North Wichita.
Wichita fire crews were called to a home in the 2900 block of North Meridian Tuesday night because the home's carbon monoxide detector was going off. 9 people showed symptoms of poisoning. Fire crews, with the help of the gas company, were able to shut off all utilities in the home. Investigators are now working to determine the source of that leak. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The Wichita City Council learned Tuesday about efforts within the city and county to optimize emergency responses.
Wichita Fire Chief Tammy Snow discussed how the city and county work together in their optimized deployment project. When a medical call comes to 911, they determine the severity of the call and send the appropriate crew to the scene. The goal is to still have crews available for higher priority situations. Chief Snow called the project a success story and pointed out some of the early statistics.
Have reduced our medical calls by 22% since 2015 and 2018. Our low acuity calls have been reduced by 51%.
Snow also expected a reduction of 10,000 calls by the end of this year. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Wichita police are looking for a pair of suspects after a robbery at a Mr. Taco restaurant in the 700 block of West 29th Street North. Officer Charlie Davidson explains what happened.
The 3 employees stated they were closing the business for the day when 2 unknown suspects had entered the business, and they were both armed with knives. The suspects began demanding money, and they took money from the register. They also took a cell phone from one of the employees and money from another employee. The suspects then fled on foot.
Suspects are described as white or Hispanic men.
5 people were injured in a crash on US 50 in Reno County Tuesday afternoon, 3 miles west of Burton. According to the Kansas Highway Patrol, a pickup truck attempted to pass a vehicle and struck an SUV head-on. Driver of the pickup was taken to a Wichita hospital with serious injuries. The driver and 3 other passengers in the SUV were taken to a hospital with what were described as less serious injuries. The KHP notes the pickup driver was not wearing a seatbelt, while the occupants of the SUV were all buckled up.
A 70-year-old woman fell to her death at the Grand Canyon National Park in Arizona, the second death of that type this year. Park spokesman John Quinley says park rangers responded to a call reporting that a person needed help.
Before we were able to really undertake a rescue, she had fallen about 200 feet and died as a result of that fall.
The woman's name was not released.
A judge is set to block a new Trump administration policy on abortion.
A federal judge in Oregon, Michael McShane, an Obama appointee, is planning to grant a preliminary injunction against Changes that was stripped funding from any family planning organization that also provides abortions or tells where to get one. McShane calling it a, quote, ham-fisted approach to public health policy. But an attorney for the government says there is no proof of, quote, irreparable harm from the rules and nothing to suggest a political motivation for the changes. However, McShane has said his ruling may be limited in scope because he's reluctant to set national health care policy. Sean Langell, Fox News.
A Kansas government website designed to nab child support evaders has been taken down after it caught only one man in a year. The Wichita Eagle reports the Kansas Department for Children and Family spokesman Mike Dennis says the child support evaders website had little to no traffic and was not an effective tool. Says it's important not to make detection efforts public because that helps evaders. KNSS News Time now, 7:05, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Baseball action at X Stadium last night for the Shockers against the Sooners. We'll have some highlights coming up in sports.
A new dress code at a Houston high school for parents. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. The Boy Scouts of America accused of keeping a file hidden from public view of people involved in scouting known or suspected pedophile activities. Fox's Sharon Crowley reports.
A pair of law firms reveal widespread sexual abuse by former Boy Scout leaders dating back to the 1940s. The attorneys held news conferences in New York City and Newark, New Jersey, to release the names of 7,000 former Scout leaders accused of abusing 12,000 children nationwide. 130 of the accused scout leaders worked in New York, another 50 in New Jersey. The misconduct is reportedly part of the organization's so-called perversion files.
The Boy Scouts say they have instituted abuse prevention policies so this does not happen in the future.
The man who broke up a fight wearing a costume apparently has legal problems of his own.
This past Easter Sunday night, Antoine McDonald was out with friends in Orlando wearing an Easter Bunny costume when he saw a man and woman fighting on the street and jumped in as the Easter Bunny to break it up. The video of the whole thing went viral, but it turns out McDonald is wanted by police. Cops in South Brunswick, New Jersey say he's accused there of breaking into cars, and authorities in Dover, Delaware say McDonald allegedly committed two armed robberies. When cops recognized him on the video, they issued a warrant for his arrest, but cops say he hopped from the area before they could snare him. Ken Duffy, Fox News.
A new dress code at a Houston high school for parents.
Officials at James Madison High School say they will turn away parents who show up wearing pajamas, hair rollers, or leggings. Bonnets are also banned. Principal Carlotta Brown said in a letter to parents, you also can't wear a shower cap of any kind in the building. The dress code was established after a Houston TV station reported a parent was asked to leave after she showed up wearing a headscarf and a t-shirt dress. Also banned are men wearing undershirts, sagging pants, or torn jeans. One parent telling the Houston Chronicle the dress code is discriminatory. The newspaper reports district policy allows schools to establish dress codes for children, but no policy exists for parents. Lisa Lacerra, Fox News.
7:10 now, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock. Steve and Ted, we do not have a dress code here on the Steve and Ted Show. But if we did, Jed, I'd tell you, pull your pants up there.
Yeah.
I'd be violating it every day almost if there was a dress code here. I imagine so.
Yeah.
Things looking pretty good in traffic right now as far as things are concerned. We do have some fog and mist in the area. Visibility at Eisenhower National Airport still at around 3 miles. So in some areas, that fog is pretty dense out there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Had a nice little rain in Wichita yesterday. I'm going to say nice and little, both applying. KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast now with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronell Williams. Good morning, Ronell.
Good morning, Steve. Less than a tenth of an inch yesterday. That's about how much we got, anywhere between 0.07 to 0.08 inches. So, you know, just a nice little quick soaking for the plants, the flowers, the trees out there to get things turning green before we get into summer. Not too bad.
Well, and I've planted some grass out front of my house, and it's coming up pretty good right now. So I was very thankful. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get more chances over this weekend, but we will have to keep an eye out because there's going to be a bit of an unsettled pattern once we get into the weekend. So if anybody has any late planting to do, definitely got to make sure that we keep an eye to the sky because any showers and storms that roll through, those could be on the strong side. Before that happens, anything that you need to get done outside, I suggest you do it in the next couple of days. You'll probably be able to get through much of Friday as well. So the forecast, mostly to partly cloudy skies today, starting off with some fog as well, as Jad mentioned. And then seeing a high of 74 degrees. Yesterday, we only got up to 58. Looking a lot like fall. Getting up to 74 today. Feeling very, very pleasant out there. Looking the part, too, as we just get more and more sunshine as the day goes on. Southwest winds at 5 to 15. Those are going to be light. Winds are pretty calm right now. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Low of 49 degrees. So waking up to, yet again, just another cool start. Nothing that a light jacket will be able to help with. Winds are staying light out of the southwest after sundown as well. And then partly cloudy skies tomorrow with winds picking up a bit more out of the north at 10 to 25. What's going to happen with that wind switch? Usually when we see our winds switch from the south to the north, that usually means a cold front is coming through. But we'll stay dry. There could be a few raindrops, some sprinkles or light rain showers for some of our northern neighbors up across northern Kansas. High of 78, though, so actually turning a little bit warmer just before we get into the latter part of the afternoon before that front sweeps through. Right now, fog, mist, 3-mile visibility, dew point of 44. We're at 47 degrees with a pretty calm wind speed, and that's one of the reasons why we're having that fog develop. Winds have been very, very light to even calm through a good part of the night, and that's what we're seeing right now. So make sure that you just take it easy, take it slow, should you run into some of that patchy, dense fog this morning.
So you've got a new co-anchor there on KSN this morning, right?
Oh yeah, Brett Bagansky. Yeah, he's a good guy, and he his last job, he came from Oklahoma City. So in regards to weather, he's very familiar with the type of weather that we get around here. Of course, the big thing, severe weather. That's definitely nothing new to him. So yeah, that's a good part.
He knows how to talk the weather talk with you. And how about is he any good behind the scenes? Does a guy know how to make coffee, for instance? You know, that's what I'm talking.
Yeah, we had him make coffee, you know, run back and forth should there be breaking news.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
getting those laps in just in case there's something crazy going on around the station, having him running around. But, you know, this was just his debut on the desk. He has been here for a couple of weeks.
Oh,
so
okay.
We've gotten a chance to get to know him kind of behind the scenes, and now he's kind of made that debut on air so everybody else can get to know him as well.
So you've already done
great
things.
Guy.
You already put the crazy glue in his keyboard and all that stuff already, huh?
I'm not going to say that over the radio, Steve.
All right. Thank you, Ronell. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas City meteorologist Ronell Williams. 7:14 now, Steve and Ted. And on a more serious note, we have a story this morning. As you've heard our news this morning, if we haven't, several people suffering from carbon monoxide poisoning in North Wichita. And I decided to do a little research on carbon monoxide poisoning because I know it's very, very dangerous, you know. There have been in the past, or there are people who will close a garage and try to commit suicide on carbon monoxide from the exhaust from the car. There, it's a colorless, odorless, tasteless gas produced by burning gasoline, wood, propane, charcoal, or other fuel. Now, improperly ventilated appliances and engines, particularly in tightly sealed or enclosed spaces, may allow carbon monoxide to accumulate to dangerous levels. So that's apparently what happened here somehow or other. But they had a detector in their house.
I don't have one of those.
Do you have one of those?
I don't think I do.
I don't either. I've got a fire, you know, smoke detectors. But some people do have these in their homes. And apparently, this one maybe saved some lives.
Sure does.
Now, the symptoms, if you think you may be getting, again, you can't smell this gas. The symptoms are a dull headache, weakness, dizziness, nausea or vomiting, shortness of breath, confusion, blurred vision, loss of consciousness.
Now, yeah, and sometimes those symptoms overwhelm you before you realize what's going on.
Yeah. And it's going into the final throes of the thing, of the poisoning, it's not very pleasant. So anyway, it looks like these people have all been, saved from this last night. And thank you to the fire department, first responders, as always, doing a great job there. Ted, we did another story we're covering this morning that the Fox is reporting on, and that is a woman who, at the Grand Canyon National Park in Arizona, fell 200 feet, a 70-year-old woman, and died. And have you ever been to the Grand Canyon, Ted?
Sure have.
I have, I think only maybe once or twice in my entire life. But the last time I was there, I just remember they had a little platform out there, and you could kind of get out and look over the side. Oh, my word. That is a deep canyon. And, you know, I want to get back. As soon as I'm, okay, I've seen enough, and I'm out of there. So, you know, but they've had two of these this year, or in the past year, at the Grand Canyon National Park, and people just get too close to the edge or something, and they lose track of where they are, and away they go. I don't like heights. The Royal Gorge in Colorado, I know you've probably been there, too.
Yeah, sure.
When one of our first vacations when my son was very, like three, Shelly and I and Scott took off and went to Colorado, and we went to the Royal Gorge and walked over that bridge.
Yeah.
Which, it's railroad ties, and there are gaps of, what, an inch or so, and you can look right down to see about 1,500 feet. I did not even get even close to the edge of that thing.
Anyway, the first time we went there, I was pretty young, me and my little brother, and my mom was holding our hands on that bridge, and she had a death grip on each of us on our arms as we were walking on that bridge.
Yeah. Well, that was a tendency. I can't stand heights, so... Yeah, the Grand Canyon.
Well, the Grand Canyon, I mean, you got those platforms, viewing platforms, but then you walk another 20 or 30 feet.
You're out of there.
There's no railing. Right. You can just walk right up to the edge.
Boy.
I remember doing that. It's like, and then you start looking around, and you just can't fathom, once again, just how deep and how big it is.
It is. It's amazing.
Yeah.
All right. 7:18 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Here on a Wednesday morning, Sports Time with Ted Woodward. Shocker baseball last night. As Wichita State takes on Oklahoma, Ted.
Shockers and the Sooners last night at X Stadium. And the Shocks did make a go of it early, but could not keep the Sooners from scoring all night long as the Oklahoma kept piling up the runs. And even an error by the Shockers in the eighth inning kind of opened the door for some more action for the Sooners. Mike Kennedy had the call of the game last night. It was right here on KNSS.
1-2. Fisted fair just inside the bag at third. This will score two for sure, maybe three. Picking it up in foul territory and getting it back in is Jack Segrist. Just a little inside-out flare off the handle, landed just inside the bag at third. It wasn't even hit hard enough to carry much beyond the bag, but it's a two-run double for Harlan. He's had himself a heck of a night. Oklahoma now leads 8-4.
Oklahoma piling up some late runs, beat the Shocks 9-4. Wichita State finished up an 8-game homestand, but lost 6 of those 8 games. The Shockers now 40 games into the season, even up at 20-20 is the record. Major League Baseball last night, the Kansas City Royals taking on the top team in the big leagues, the Tampa Bay Rays. The Royals struggling on offense and not able to hold the Rays down on defense either. You heard the game last night, the Royals and the Rays on Sports Radio KFH.
In St. Petersburg, Florida. Right now, I think what you have to do is talk about baby steps that the Royals need to take. We were hoping that Homer Bailey could put together 3 straight terrific starts. He pitched well against Cleveland, well against the New York Yankees, both victories. But in this one, laid an egg, only went 1-plus innings and gave up 4 runs.
Yeah, behind early and not able to catch up. Rays win it 5-2. The Royals obviously do not match up well with Tampa. Kansas City has lost 10 times in a row to the Rays.
Oh, wow.
They'll try to get that stopped today. It's a day game in Tampa, the Royals and the Rays in air conditioning. And that'll end a 10-game road trip for the Royals. Live pregame coverage begins at 11:30 this morning, game a little afternoon, and that's on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Pro basketball in the NBA playoffs last night. Game 5 in Philadelphia. The 76ers hosting the Brooklyn Nets. Philly looking for a win to end that series. And the 76ers got that win. Beat the Nets 122-100. Philly wins that series 4-1. Big star for the 76ers. Starting lineup, Joel Embiid, the former Kansas Jayhawk, with 23 points and 13 rebounds.
Obviously, it's going to take a lot. You got some great teams in the league. We are about to play one of them, and I don't know, it's going to be the next one. It's either going to be Milwaukee or Boston, and then you got the West, which is pretty tough. So we just got to take one game at a time. But we understand that we got all the talent we need, especially to win it all.
Philly will now match up with Fred VanVleet and the Toronto Raptors in the conference semifinals.
Football news in the NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs, just a couple of days before the NFL draft, acquiring defensive end Frank Clark from the Seattle Seahawks. Chiefs did have to give up this year's first-round pick and next year's second-round pick to get Clark from the Seahawks. Immediately signed him, looks like, to a five-year, $105 million contract. Chiefs will not have a pick in the first round of this year in the NFL draft, but they're getting an established guy on defense as the Chiefs continue to revamp that defensive lineup. College softball today at Wichita State. 6 o'clock game tonight at Wilkins Stadium. And for the first time ever, the number one ranked team in the nation is visiting Wichita for a softball game. Number one ranked Oklahoma taking on the Shockers tonight. Oklahoma comes in with a 31-game winning streak. And they have beaten the Shockers 35 times in a row, dating back 29 years.
Wow.
We'll see if the Shockers can knock off the number one ranked team in the nation tonight. 6 o'clock, big crowd expected at Wilkins Stadium. And that's sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
722 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. Changing Democrat Party demographics. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.